I'm doing a couple of batch recorded episodes, so my voice is still the same because I'm doing it the same day, but I wanted to make sure that I was batch recording and getting a couple episodes recorded because my brother is getting married and that is coming up very quickly and I know it's going to be crazy busy. So I wanted to get some episodes recorded and scheduled so that you guys did not miss any of the episode releases. So we always post an episode on Mondays and Thursdays, and I did not want to miss that schedule. So this is coming right away while I still have my voice issues. So hopefully that is not too annoying. But I wanted to bring you three journal prompts for when you are feeling run down or scattered. And if this is how you're feeling, I want you to grab yourself a nice hot cup of coffee, paper, and a pen, and tell your family that you need some quiet time. You can lock yourself in a bedroom, lock yourself in a closet, whatever you need to, you know, set them up with some activities and go find yourself some quiet space and just take a little bit of time to go through these three questions and they will help you a ton. Are you ready to stop the chaos, the stress, the overwhelm that's filling your life? I'm Renee Matt, and together you and I are going to build simple routines that are going to change your life. When you put these habits into practice, you're going to be able to organize your life in a way where you can be there for your family, pay off your debt, save money, your house can stay organized, you don't have to stress about what's for dinner, and you still get time for yourself. So without further ado, let's get started. Welcome to the Routine Advantage Podcast. If you find yourself questioning whether or not you actually need these journal prompts or maybe saying that you don't like journaling, I would encourage you to at least give it a try. It is really interesting when you start writing what comes out. And I know I was never really a journaler. And then every once in a while, I do pull out the prompts and I actually really, really enjoy it. And I don't do it every day. I went through a period of time where I was doing it consistently because it was helping so much. And I would just write some things down about what was happening in the day. And I found that it was becoming more of a diary and not necessarily really digging into the deep stuff. So I go back and forth from more of like the diary style journaling to really deep journaling to focusing on other things in my morning routine. And I always come back to the journaling piece because it is pretty crazy what it helps. Like, even if you find that you're not a journaler, I would encourage you to try this, even if you feel like you're not necessarily overwhelmed, but maybe you could see some improvements. This is going to be a good practice for you either way. And even if you're not feeling overwhelmed at all, it'll still be a good practice because of the questions that I'm asking. They will be helpful either way. So before we go into the questions, I want you to kind of think about your average rating for your week. So think about your days and your last week. And if somebody asked you to rate your last week and give yourself an average rating, what would you say your average rating would be for the full week, with 1 being the worst and 10 being the best? What would you rate your week? So that is not even one of the questions, but it's just something to kind of get your wheels turning on how you feel your weeks are going. And you also kind of want to ask yourself, like, if you're rating yourself, you know, a 2 or a 4, or maybe it's an 8 or a 10, whatever you're rating, kind of give yourself some time to think about why you are giving yourself that rating in the first place. So write down the first thing that pops in your head and just kind of have that little summary before we go into these journal prompts, and they will help you as you go through the journal prompts. So we'll go right into it. So these are three journal prompts to use when you are feeling run down or scattered, or if your rating just isn't what you expected it to be. So number one question, and you just write this at the top of the page and then just Start pouring out your heart and just start journaling. Nobody else has to read it. This is just for you to really dig deep. So the number one is, what are five things that I am doing well? Pause this if you need to and write until your heart is content, and then replay and go to the next one, or unpause, whatever it is, and go to the next question. So that was number one. Number two is, at what point in the day do I feel my rating falling? So as you were rating your average week, at what point in the day do you feel that rating falling? Is there a turning point in your day? And number three, what is one small change I can make tomorrow to make my day flow more smoothly? When you go through these three questions, it not only will give yourself insight into what is happening in your day, it also is going to help you acknowledge what is going well, what you don't want to change, and then it gives you an action so that if there's one thing that you can do the next day, just one thing, you can make one simple change for the following day. And when you do that, it will help your day run more smoothly, and you won't feel so scattered, and you won't feel so overwhelmed. And then do this practice again and make another change the next day. And that is what's going to help you when you are feeling so overwhelmed, to start making these little tweaks and shifts. And I encourage you to go through these and really learn more about yourself, and you will be surprised at what comes out onto the paper. So just a really quick recap on what those three were is: number one, what are five things I'm doing well? Number two, at what point in the day do I feel my rating falling? And number three, what is one change I can make tomorrow to help my day flow more smoothly? I hope that is helpful for you. If you need some support and some guidance, you can come into our Facebook group. It's facebook.com/groups/theroutineadvantagecommunity. We have so many women in there that are so incredible, and everybody is just there to support each other. And we would love to have you in there, especially if you are struggling and going through some things. We have some support in there, and you can talk to Clara and I in there, and we can help you with what we have learned as well. And if you are needing some more structured support on getting through and getting organized in those five foundational routines, you can check out the blueprint at yourorganizedlifeblueprint.com. Otherwise, I hope this allows you to have some quiet time and really enjoy that hot cup of coffee and learn more about what it is that you need in your life, and make sure that you do not skip the first one of writing down the things you're doing well, because you are doing things well and you might be feeling overwhelmed, but I guarantee you that life is better than you think. It's better than you realize, and make sure that you are recognizing the things that are going well, and so that you're not focusing just on the negative. And each day will get better and better, especially when you take time to just make those really small tweaks that you can carry over day after day. And pretty soon you will find that overwhelm lifting, and each day will just get better and better.
Did you love that episode or learn something useful? If so, would you do me a huge favor? My goal is to grow this podcast and help as many women as I can break free from the overwhelm so they can truly enjoy their life. The best way for me to do this is for you to leave a 5-star written review on your podcast app and to share this episode with a friend or in your Instagram stories. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will see you on the next episode. Take care.